When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It is a special edition Reaction Tuesday here on Sports Radio 610. We'll be reacting all day long to the Texans 34-10 win over the Cowboys last night. Speaking of reacting, here is DeMeco Ryans and his victory speech to the team following last night's 34-10 victory on the road.
Hey, man, hey, great job, man. Hey, proud of you guys. All right, we talked about bouncing back stronger, right? That's a strong comeback right there, all right? Love how you guys are dialed in all week, all right? And it showed up on the field, all right? And it showed up in a lot of different ways, all right? Yep. First off, all right, playing fast and aggressive in the run game. Mm-hmm. That first game ball right here, 3 touchdowns on 100 yards.
Game off for Mixon. Defense,
right? We knew we had to step up. First off, we said we had to handle 88. Okay. Sting, I asked him to travel with 88. He did that, all right? One pick, locked 88 down all night, 2 pass defended. Great job, Sting. Man, one more, baby. Anytime we score on defense, I'm fired up. Jared Barnett, 1 strip sack for a touchdown.
Alright, so there you go. How about this little factoid, Seth? The last player, they showed this on ESPN last night after the game. We had several people text in during the postgame show. The last player to force a fumble and scoop and score on the same play, DeMeco Ryans for the Texans. DeMeco Ryans in 2007. The last one. Now DeMeco.
Now there was no dual exchange right, possession there.
There was no laundering of the fumble in between. But yeah, DeMeco scooped and scored his own fumble that he forced in that game in 2007. They showed it last night during SportsCenter. Last night's was a little different. Barnett forces the fumble. Tyler Guyton of the Cowboys scoops it up, and then Petrie comes in and forces another fumble. And Barnett scoops and scores on the same play.
It felt like a money laundering
scheme.
It
did, man. It was
somehow we got to figure out a way to get some extra stats out of this.
Yes, let's force two fumbles
on the same play. Yes.
Yep. So that was really, really cool. Joe Mixon getting a game ball there. Stingley getting a game ball. You and I talked about Stingley a lot in the first hour of the show. Stingley, I think you can make a case Stingley was the best player on the field last night.
The one play last night where Stingley tackled CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb was hit on that crosser.
Yeah.
And Derek tackled him there. Like I feel like in a week in which we saw Sauce Gardner look indignant that their head coach had given them a presentation on tackling technique, I don't feel like Derek Stingley. I can't recall Derek Stingley ever scoffing at the notion of being coached. So aside from how good Derek Stingley's been in coverage, and he's been a better player this year than Sauce Gardner, he also does not shy away from the physical aspects of the game the way the larger Sauce Gardner totally does.
Yeah, I guess, that's maybe the highest compliment I can pay about that game. In a game where Stingley broke up multiple passes, had an interception, drew an offensive pass interference in the end zone from CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
That tackle you're talking about might have been the most impressive play that just looks like a 7-yard pass on the box score. You know, because, I mean, CeeDee Lamb, on a lot of those plays like that, there's a reason they get him with going some momentum across the field like that. It's because he catches it and then runs for another 25 yards afterwards.
Yeah, the circle of swarms is going to be tough this week.
It is tough,
Because I know, and the offensive performance wasn't great, but there were some gritty performances, obviously. But Derek Stingley and watching him really just fully come into his own as a professional cornerback this year, it's been cool to watch.
Fans showed up, man. Every Texan fan we talked to after the game, Seth. Now keep in mind, on the postgame show, we talked to several that were actually at the game in Dallas, at least a half dozen or so. And keep in mind that all of them probably had some degree of alcohol coursing through their veins. But all of them said, like, the minimum percentage we got from Texan fans that were at the game was that the crowd was split down the middle 50-50. There were several people we talked to that said there were more Texan fans there than Cowboy fans at the game last night, which I find shocking. I'm not saying they're wrong, and it's really hard to tell on any sort of TV feed because they don't stay on the crowd all that long.
Yeah.
But this we know, the crowd showed up. D'Amico talked about this after the game. He was asked, what did you think of the fans showing up? Something he was kind of asking for a little bit. He was asked about it in the week leading up to the game. He was very excited about how the Texan fans showed up.
Yeah, it was awesome seeing all our Texans fans show up, right? That was really cool to see on the road, to see all the Texans jerseys, see how fired up our fans were, created some crowd noise. Man, that's cool. Anytime you can come in away stadium and really feel your fans, hear your fans, all right, being loud, being disruptive, that was really cool for our guys.
Yeah, you know, there's one thing. CJ in his postgame had mentioned that, you know, they talked about over the last couple weeks, hey, recognize who's with you and who's not with you and just align yourself with everybody who's with you. I hope that it's not – there's a disillusionment that comes with being a professional athlete in modern times where you see every bit of negativity out there if you want to. You just – listen, there's never – you're never going to satisfy 100% of the fan base.
No.
You can't – focus on the people like that went up to Dallas when, yes, there's lots of skepticism or legitimate questions about the offense, all of that. That was really cool. On a Monday night game versus a bad opponent – we saw a boatload of Texans fans up there. Sean, pull up your phone for a second because I want you to read that text from a Sports Radio 610 in-law. This is the husband of somebody who works for Sports Radio 610 who was up at the game last night.
Okay.
I had, in the pregame, I had wondered, I was like, you know, the last time, in 2014 when Tony Romo had to go to a silent count, it was a noon Sunday game.
Yeah.
And, okay, easy trip to make up there. It's noon on Sunday. You can get back and get the kids in school on Monday. To which our Sports Radio 610 in-law texted you. He was at the game.
Yes. And he said, hang on one second. I got to go find that text. He said that Cowboy fans don't care about their jobs or their kids' educations. Basically.
Oh, no, Texans.
Texan fans. I'm sorry, Texan fans. Yeah, Texan fans. Yeah,
Texans fans don't care about their jobs. Right? Yeah, they were up there last night.
They were up there. Yeah. They were up there.
Oh, you're going to miss a Tuesday in fourth grade. So, yeah.
To be fair, Cowboy fans probably don't care about their kids' education either. But
no, no, yeah, that's clear. Yeah. They're just trying to, yeah.
It just manifests. Yeah, and it shows a little more with the Cowboy fans. Texan fans are able to mask that part.
They're busy, like, pre-crafting you know, multi-layered prenuptial agreement that they're going to use their daughters to gold dig somebody
in
the future.
That's right. Text message, 5-Hour Energy fan line. I'm happy we got the win. I'm even more happy so many Texan fans were at the game and were as loud or louder than the Cowboy fans. It was enough for the commentators to talk about it on the broadcast.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. Look, it was, you know, part of it. Obviously, if that was a sold-out stadium, the Texans wouldn't have had the majority of fans there. But you had a really engaged fan base for the Texans. I didn't notice a point in the game where the Cowboys offense struggled because of the crowd noise or anything.
No.
But it was fun after that Joe Mixon touchdown. It felt like, oh, that sounds like a home crowd reaction. There's a lot of cheering there.
Yep. No doubt. You ready to do the Pettycast?
Oh, I'm Petty AF.
Tuesday,
yeah.
Pettycast. I'm Petty AF too right now. We get Petty at 8 o'clock on Tuesdays. We let our own pettiness seep through, and we cite the extreme pettiness of others throughout the weekend and maybe even last night. We'll get to that coming up next. It is the Payne and Pendergast Pettycast coming up next.